What's going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/EverythingCollegeBasketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
Welcome to 2023. Happy New Year to everybody who is listening for Everything Pro Wrestling and Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. This is Clash of the Podcast. It is 6:05, a little after that time. We had some technical difficulties, as it's not a show if you don't have those.
Right.
So we are happy to be here. This is myself, Conrad Cushman, host of Everything Pro Wrestling, joined by Sean Hubbard, the great, covering all combat sports on HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com. Link is down below. This is going to be an interesting show for you guys today. We are going to be giving our predictions for everything that we think is going to be happening going into 2023. That should mean a lot. And there's probably going to be some doozies in there. We have not even went over with the list with each other. We don't know what each other's perfect thinking. So this is,
we wanted to make it fun.
Right? It's going to be wild. And with that being said, we're also going to give you guys a little preview for New Japan Wrestle Kingdom 17 as we get ready for this upcoming big wrestling week coming up. You got AEW, New Japan, WWE's claiming big stuff for tonight and probably the rest of the week. So it's going to be fun. You know where you are. You got it locked in with one of the best wrestling podcasts in the world. Check out the new intro for Clash of the Podcast.
That's fire right there, bro.
You know, had to add a little something to the pictures for us. And I was just messing around with something, learned how to do something new. And why not? Why not, right?
New microphones, new intro. Like, it's like we're killing it right now.
Tis the season, they say. Tis the season. But I see some people are in the chat. Thank you all for joining us. I got to give a shout out to Derek, first one in the chat, saying what up, what up. What's good, Derek, D?
My guy.
Big Show hater extraordinaire. You better cut it out, bro. You need to respect Paul White, man.
First ballot Hall of Famer, whether you want to agree with it or not.
He's going in one day. He's going in. Casey Briggs blaming me for being late. I'll take the heat for that one. I'll take the heat. And he kept us all entertained with his top three films of 2022. Top Gun Maverick, I've seen part of. Glass Onion was really good, by the way, for those movie lovers. And The Batman, I thought, was really good. You got a favorite film, Sean? I mean, I know we're kicking off with a little non-wrestling stuff. We're going to have a lot of that coming up here, though.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, up-to-date favorite film, yeah, or favorite film of all time?
Yeah, this year. Are you even going into the movie theaters anymore? I'm very reluctant to. Yeah, like, I only went to see The Batman, and that's been it.
My girl dragged me, but I'm glad she did. She dragged me to the Whitney Houston documentary film, and it was amazing. Like, you know, if anybody, you know what I'm saying, we're in our 30s, so, you know, we were young enough and old enough, I guess, to enjoy and appreciate the late, great Whitney Houston. Keep your jokes to yourself about the drugs and all the, you know, the ratchetness. She was a legend in her own time, and in my opinion, the greatest female vocalist to ever live. And her film, the film that they just did with her, was outstanding. So, you know, I'm very impressed.
Mm. Casey also added, Everything Everywhere All at Once was also exceptional. Derek said The Batman was great. I love that everybody's leaving their little film critics here. Also, check out The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent if you haven't. Nick Cage playing Nick Cage, a fictional version of himself, was really fun. Bullet Train. Yeah, I haven't watched that yet. That was one of those ones I was supposed to hit up this weekend, man. I never got the chance to. Positively E, what's good, bro? Thank you. Damon McKinney, Happy New Year. I'm here to talk wrestling and predict the future. I hope you guys got some good ones, too, in the chat, man. Sean, we got Joel in the house. Joel saying happy. Hey guys, happy 2023. What's good, Joel?
Man, what up? We got that Impact joint coming out next week. We're ready.
We're gonna be talking a little Hard to Kill next week. If you want a teaser, definitely worth it. Mr. Pro Wrestling One, what's good, bro? Thank you. Wakanda Forever. I cried twice. I'm man enough to admit it. I'm a big fan of Black Panther. The first one. I haven't seen the second one yet. R. Crump 804. What up, goats? I'm hyped for this episode. You're killing it, guys.
Wakanda Forever.
Yep.
Uh oh.
Man enough to admit it. I'm a big fan of Black Panther, the first one.
I'm getting some echo.
I've actually covered. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. See, Casey, you can blame Sean for once. See, it's not always me.
Totally me that time.
That's leadership, folks. That's called deflection. Wait till your boss does it to you. Sean, let's talk some wrestling, man. What do you want to do first? Do we do the? I think we start off with our crazy predictions.
I think we should.
I got a lot.
That's what the people want, man. We got to give it to them.
The people. You're starting to sound like Dwayne The Rock Johnson over there. The people.
Don't hear what I have to say about that guy.
All right. You know what? I did the intro. Do you want to go first?
We can start. I mean, let's do it, man. I'm ready, man. Let's hit this out.
Go ahead. Some of mine are softballs, so go ahead.
So I made mention of this on a previous episode of Clash of the Podcast, but I'm going to go a little bit more in depth because back then that wasn't the topic of the show. So now I have an opportunity to really dig into this thing. So
Oh wait, I'm sorry. One more thing. Absolutely. I forgot. I had this a little bit lower, and I forgot to put this up. I want to real quick dedicate this episode to Don West from TNA Impact. At first, was never my favorite announcer. I'm going to keep it a buck with you guys. I always thought maybe he was overacting a little bit, but Don West, anytime I went to like TNA Baseball, they came here in Buffalo. I think they had it in the city too. I don't know if you ever went to those, Sean. We never talked about that. Right. But when they had the TNA Baseballs, he sold me and my brother every time on that bag. If I showed you behind this green screen, there I have like three TNA bags with a TNA shirt, the DVDs. Don West came to our section every time. He was like, you got to get this bag. It's $5. You got to give us $5. And he sold us every time. Don West served his purpose for that company, and he did darn good things for them. And I think he deserves a lot of the respect. I grew to respect him, I'm saying, towards the later time in TNA. It's not like it was in 04 when I was like, who's this crazy dude yelling from the Home Shopping Network? He's the dude who sells baseball cards. Don West was someone who always brought it. I'd rather have somebody who had the flair. Like me and Sean talk about this in pre-production. Sean will tell you, I could be like sad sounding, not going to do anything. Then all of a sudden you got to kick it up, bro. You got to turn into Don West. And that's what I think in my head sometimes when it comes to it.
Yeah. So. Big shout out to Don West. You know, obviously condolences and prayers go out to his family. He was going through a medical ordeal, but it doesn't take away from, even though we, you know, from a theoretic standpoint and from a logical standpoint, you can kind of see it coming because he was sick. It never makes it any easier. So, you know, definitely, you know, rest in peace to him. My favorite Don West memory was that rant that he had when he went back and forth with Mike Tenay, when they had the argument on live television and how he called Mike Tenay a sellout. It was a storyline. It was a storyline, and it was really good. It was kind of a play on, you know, Jim Ross and his heat that he had with that storyline he had with WWE management. When he had Bell's palsy, he was trying to say they were trying to run him out of the company. It was a storyline that didn't last very long. They did that with Don West and Impact with Mike Tenay. It didn't last very long, so that was his run. It was one quick run as a heel, but it was a cool thing. But again, rest in peace to the man. I appreciate him.
Yeah, and his friendship. When I saw that tweet from Mike Tenay announcing his passing, it really broke my heart, man, to see that, because it's sad when you see a friend lose another friend. You could tell Mike Tenay cared deeply about him, like that they were real friends. So, yeah, please, if you guys have any Don West stuff, feel free to leave it in the comments. I'll read it. I'll check it out, man, because Don West deserves it. Shout out to Doug. I see you in the chat, Rob. Thank you. Yes, thank sir. You. Let me see here. Sean, let's get it going with these, man.
All right, so like I was saying, we kind of touched on this on a previous episode, but that was not the subject, so I kind of just touched on it and left it alone. So this is my opportunity to kind of dig deeper into this thing. And this hot take is simply this. The Rock being at WrestleMania would diminish WrestleMania. Yes, I know that's a hot take. I know he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's a movie star. I know, it's The Rock, right? How can you sit up here and say that The Rock being on the show being on the show would diminish the product? Well, here's how. To me, The Rock is Dwayne Johnson is a selfish person. I know that's a very hot take, and almost people believe, like, what are you talking about? Dwayne Johnson's a selfish person. Myself and Conrad, you know what? Let me not put Conrad on blast. He can say what he wants on his own behalf. But I believe that when you're a professional wrestler, and you claim, and I'm not saying he doesn't have love for the business, but you claim that the reason why you are where you are, the reason why you are a movie star, the reason why you are the highest paid actor in Hollywood is because of pro wrestling. Rest in peace to my dad. Rest in peace to my grandfather. I'm talking about Rocky Johnson. I'm talking about Rocky Johnson and High Chief Peter Maivia. Yes, if it wasn't for my family, I wouldn't be where I am. If it wasn't for WWE, I wouldn't be where I am. I will never forget. Okay, that's cool. But here's the thing. If you feel that way, there is no reason. I don't care, and I'm sure some people will throw at me contractual obligations. Oh, he can't risk his health. He can't do this. He can't do that. I am not a naive person. I am a man in my mid-30s. I'm a grown man. I am not a fool. I do not believe, nor would I think it be logical for a man of The Rock's stature, the man of The Rock's or Dwayne The Rock Johnson's caliber of actor, to commit to working full-time in WWE. No, I'm not saying that. But if you're going to sit up here and tell me that you cannot dedicate one day out of your year to show up and do a cameo or do an interview or do a run-in, I don't respect that. I don't respect that. I don't believe that The Rock is too busy or has too many obligations where he wouldn't be able to tell. Look, he's The Rock. He's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You're telling me, I don't care if it's Matt Scorsese. I don't care what director he's working with. You mean to tell me that you can sit up here and that you can't sit up here and tell whatever director you're working with? You're the highest paid, most popular actor in the world right now. At least he was in 2022. You're going to tell me whatever director you're working with, you couldn't sit down and say, hey, listen, I don't care if we're in the middle of a project. I don't care what we're doing. I'm going to give my fans who made me who I am, okay? And you may think I'm taking this a little personal. I am taking it personal. I met The Rock when he was Rocky Maivia in a Walgreens in Tampa, Florida, when I was 13 years old. I met The Rock when he was the Intercontinental Champion. I was actually 10 when he was the Intercontinental Champion. He signed an autograph for me. That was before the days of taking selfies and all that crap. He signed an autograph. Stay down with the nation. That's the guy I met, the guy who was dedicated to this sport, okay? And now you're a big, high-profile actor. Nobody's knocking you for moving on. John Cena moved on, and I consider John Cena to be a little bit of a hypocrite, but I want to give a shout-out to McKinney and some of the guys who said, you know what, Cena apologized. So I'll come down off of that soapbox. But as far as The Rock is concerned, How dare you say that you love this business more than anything in your life other than your kids and your wife? But yet you can't show your face once a year. And now, and I want you guys to follow me real close. And Conrad, I know you. I didn't say this to you in pre-production. I'm about to flip it again. Now you want to come back and be in the main event of WrestleMania when it's your cousin you'd be going up against? Really? That's when you want to come back? Okay, Rock, I don't respect that. I respect him. He's on my Mount Rushmore of greatest of all time. But my God, you can't come back at least once a year to give back to the fans who made you. You'd be nothing without wrestling fans. You'd be a big pile of nothing without wrestling fans. So no, Rock, we don't need you for WrestleMania. No, Rock, we don't need you for the main event. And no, Rock, we don't need you in a main event match that's going to sit up here and be pointless because we know you're not going to win the title anyway. We don't need you. We don't want you. It's not necessary. I'm done.
We here at Clash of the Podcast would like to thank Dwayne The Rock Johnson for everything he has done for this sport and this business. No, I'm joking. No, I'm kidding. But Casey is definitely one of the first people who I've heard this year who started he crapped on The Rock really bad for movie stuff, for everything outside of it. And I hear your frustration with it. Like, what you're saying makes a lot of sense as far as, do we need The Rock here? Is this more for Roman or is this more for The Rock too? You know what I mean? Like, that's the stuff that I question with it. Like, is it Rock doing a favor for Roman? Because to me, I felt like Rock said he was done anyway. Like, I feel like he didn't want to come back, but he's doing it because his cousin asked him to, versus if it was, you know, if Cena asked him for a third match, he'd be like, nah, I can't. I'm not doing that. So it depends. Is it going to enhance WrestleMania if he shows up? I don't know how Rock's fans feel about him anymore. I think as wrestling fans, you bring up the exact point. I think a lot of people know it's doom and gloom if he shows up for WrestleMania. And at this point, how do you do it if he's going to face Roman at WrestleMania? How do you do it without him winning the Rumble? He has to win the Royal Rumble then. And do you know how mad people are going to be? They're going to boo The Rock out of the building, I think, if that happens.
Thank you for bringing. How can you sit up here, when I say you, not you, Conrad, I'm talking about the general public. How can you be mad at Ronda Rousey for doing that, but you wouldn't be mad at The Rock? It's the same thing. Matter of fact, it's worse because Ronda Rousey at least works for us. When I say us, I mean the professional wrestling community. I see a comment down here. Work with me, Conrad. Positively E, why wouldn't The Rock? Thank you, McKinney. I appreciate your open-mindedness. Positively E, why wouldn't The Rock come back to help his cuz? Hub, you're acting like he didn't come back at WrestleMania 20 to job for. That was 15 years ago! Are you kidding me?
Well, there's two sides to this, and I can see both sides. This is, and I'm captain like middle, I know. So I see what he's saying.
Let me try that math right. That's 19 years ago. Are we really going to reference 19 years ago? I'm not trying to dismiss your point positively, E. But you know something? The Rock's been gone for a long time. And if you want to be real, and I'm going to let you talk, Conrad. I don't want to monopolize everything, but I'm really, you know how passionate I am about this subject. Positively, E, and everybody else listening, The Rock said he would never leave. Nobody in their right mind thinks that when he said he'd never leave, that means he would show up every week, every month, every 3 months. Nobody's an idiot that big. I'm certainly not to think The Rock would be on every pay-per-view for the last 7 years. But you know something? Rock saw, just like we all saw, how terrible WWE has been over the past 5 to 6 years. All The Rock has to do is show his face and the ratings go up. We get happy. The wrestlers get happy. There's more money in people's pockets. The Rock staying away this long is a slap in the face. Period. And if you're logical, and if you think about it from a strictly logical standpoint, Conrad, who's a bigger Rock fan than I am? Can you name a bigger Rock fan than I am? You'd be very hard-pressed to find a bigger Rock fan than I am.
No, you're right. I think a lot of people like The Rock. I think some of the comments, like Casey came in and said, like, he showed up to bury the Wyatt family. Well, number one, with all due respect, it was Eric Rowan.
That's a good point.
And I'm not trying to downplay it. It was Eric Rowan out of all of them. Is The Rock the worst person in the world? I don't think so. When it comes to this,
don't do me like that, bro. I didn't say
no, no,
that.
No. But this is for Casey specifically. Oh, okay. Like, I don't think The Rock's an absolute bad guy, because a bad guy wouldn't even front and do half the stuff that he does. Mm-hmm. What Sean's point is, I think, is that he would like to see The Rock show up more often than he does. And could it be from Rock's standpoint? Some people, Rock got built because there were no legends coming around. Imagine if Bruno Sammartino was coming in, beating him in Austin. Do you think they would have ever gotten over? Never. Never, right. ever.
Right.
Yeah. Professor Middle Ground. I'm just talking logic on both sides. Like, everything's not black and white. I am Captain Gray. Hold on. Sick with it. What's good, Sick? And also, shout out to Cray. I saw Cray said he was writing a small short film script for something. So thank you for listening to us while you do that. Sick says, sup, bruh. Is Wrestle Kingdom this week? Yes, it is, good sir. Gonna use your government name for this one. Conrad, you told me next week. No, it is this week. It is all. So here, now I'm gonna reference this video, clip this at 18 minutes and 50 seconds, Sick. No, Sean, you don't have to clip this one. This is just okay. For him specifically. All right. Wrestle Kingdom is always the first week, that Tuesday, when it's happening. That's the day you're going to get ready to watch it. And then that Wednesday night at 2 a.m. is when it starts. That's how you will always remember when Wrestle Kingdom is. It's always that Tuesday.
Or Wednesday afternoon after work for people like me.
Correct, because we ain't staying up till no 2 a.m. Even though we should ask Derek to do that for assignment for EPW. You guys let Derek know in the chat. He needs to be on at 2 a.m. to do a live Wrestle Kingdom review for you guys.
So where I'm at with it, guys, because there's so many more things that we have to talk about tonight. Allegedly, tonight's going to be a big episode of Raw. Don't want to miss it. You know, don't want to miss when whatever. I'm not even going to make fun of it, because who knows. But all I'm saying is that The Rock could do more. And when I say do more, that doesn't mean that if I came on this show, okay, this show that myself and Conrad have sweat and bled over, because I'm telling you right here and now, me and Conrad put a lot of sacrifice into bringing you guys this show, and we appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. You have no idea how much. We talk about it all the time. But at the end of the day, if you can't wrap your head around the fact that The Rock can't give up one day a year, then I don't know what to tell you. We can agree to disagree. It's no problem. But at the end of the day, The Rock can do more. And you know something? Now you want to come back. I mean, think about when The Rock comes back. He did bury the Wyatt family. I'm not gonna piggyback, but that's a good point. That's a good point by Casey. He came back. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna come back for the debut edition of SmackDown and share the ring with the hottest competitor in the world, Becky Lynch. Thank you for your sacrifice, Rock. Thanks for sticking your neck out. We appreciate it. And now you're coming back to main event, allegedly, main event WrestleMania with the hottest champion in the history of the business in the past, I don't know, 3 decades. Come on, bro. Come, stop. It's selfish.
I don't want to get too deep into this, because this Rock argument is going back and forth with a couple people. Hub, is WWE trying to book The Rock? Let's not forget they catfished at Survivor Series 2 years ago when Rock was in Australia filming a movie. They did jive say he was like, they made you think he was going to be there, and then they had that stupid egg. Remember that with Vince and the egg?
Well, I'm gonna show respect to my brother and co-host and wrap this up by saying if The Rock doesn't show up, I wouldn't shed a tear over it.
And Doug, does he owe WWE for life? That's not what he's saying. Because here's
what I'm saying.
People remember your quotes of saying, I owe everything to those fans and to this company for why I am where I am.
Thank you.
Sean's saying, how do you show it then?
There's other stuff we need to talk about. I'll leave it there. You guys think about it. You know where to reach me on Twitter. My Twitter is right there. We can talk about it.
Now. Oh, let me see here. Oh, okay, got it. Don't worry. Hope someone puts in the thumbprint on your glasses. that's very rude of you. That's the player haters, absolute player hater punch card right there for you, bro. All right, I got a bunch of these, so I'm gonna try and rapid fire some of these. My first prediction for 2023: NBC Universal gets a big deal for WWE. and they're going to acquire SmackDown from Fox. You guys can agree, disagree. You let me know what you think on that, Sean, but that's my first one I'm going to say.
I think it's a smart take on your part. I think the Peacock relationship lends itself to your exact idea. I think that's very sound thinking on your part.
Hold on. Rob said they never said they'd be there. Don't get me started on WWE bait and switch. Survivor Series is built on the bait and switch. I'll show you from the years. Don't ever make me bring up original Survivor Series teams. Don't make me bring up SummerSlam 95. Y'all know what the real Intercontinental title match was, don't you? It wasn't that ladder match. Don't get me... Pro Wrestling Shoot, how you doing? What's up, Jesse? They got a show after we go off the air. Check them out if you're still looking for your wrestling fix.
All right, I get so mad, bro. I get so mad. You know, you off the air, you have to calm me down so mad. I get so freaking pissed off about stuff.
No. Like that. Dude, this is part of the show, man. We're just talking. We're wrestling fans talking wrestling. Card is always subject to change. You got that right, Doug.
I'm just saying, like, I wish I could talk to that dude, man. I wish I could have 5 minutes in a room with that dude.
What? Oh, to have the conversation?
Yeah.
Well, listen, you can't convince everybody. And I see other people's points, too.
I'm talking about The Rock. I'm talking about him himself.
Oh, the people's champ?
Yeah.
Hey, he's got the bread, man. He's got the bread. By the way, that egg movie sucked. I said it. Or not the egg movie, the egg promo scene backstage thing with Vince. That sucked. Don't ever do that again, WWE. Go ahead. Next thing for you, Sean. What you got?
Real quick. I'm going to say that WWE is going to continue to be not really a hot take. Pretty much everybody probably agrees. WWE is going to continue being too stubborn to truly open the forbidden door. They opened the forbidden door, you know, tongue in cheek for Mickie James. They kind of let Shinsuke Nakamura and what's his name from the Luke Gallows' partner,
Carl Anderson,
out of the forbidden door. But they won't truly let anybody in the you know what I'm saying, in the forbidden door. I think WWE is too stubborn for that. Crump, appreciate you, bro.
Right?
I get passionate, man. I get passionate.
That's why we're on here. That's why people are watching, man. It's a good thing. My next one, Vince McMahon remains out from WWE, but I do think it's going to get ugly this year. Mm-hmm. I do think Vince is going to maybe disrupt a show. Maybe Vince is out there signing autographs during a match or something. I don't know. I don't know if he would do something like that, but I think Vince is going to try to put some attention on himself to get his company back. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think he's going to try.
Another selfish man.
On you.
This is going to hurt some people. When it's all said and done, when we look back from this a year from now, 6 months from now, I'm saying that the Bray Wyatt return and the emergence of his family will ultimately be a disappointment.
What?
I love Bray Wyatt. I love what's going on with him at this moment. If it turned around right here, if it just continued going on the trajectory that it is, and by the way, big shout out to LA Knight. I love his emergence. We've talked about that before. I hope they don't screw it up. I think they're taking way too much time revealing who the uncle is, and I think they can really consider themselves fortunate that they're still getting the great reactions they are to Bray Wyatt. You can't continue to tease and tease and tease. I'm going to take you guys back a little ways. Remember when Chris Jericho came back? Like for the billionth time, and he had the short haircut with the light bright jacket, and he came down the aisle like five times in five consecutive weeks where he didn't say anything, and he walked back, walked to the ring, and we all were trying to figure out what was going on. By the time he said something, nobody cared. You got to strike while the iron's hot. I'm not saying the iron's not still hot, Conrad. At this stage, right here and now, the iron is still hot. But if they continue doing this stuff that they're doing right now, It's going to fade. I don't know if anybody agrees, but I'm telling you, I think it's going to fade.
It's a prediction show. I want you, you know what? I want you to keep your list of what you have, bro. And I want to revisit this next year. And then we'll talk about it. We'll just say what we got wrong and right. If you can keep, hang on to it. I'm going to hang on to mine. Mm-hmm. E said, no disrespect, but Muda ain't do shit. That match with Shinsuke. Hold on, player. Hold on. Have you ever seen Muda's knees, bro? They're carved up. Like, he's donezo. Muda can't move anymore. So they're getting him on out of here. Vince disrupting a show. Who is he? Enzo? Didn't Liger have a match with Tyler? He did have a match with Tyler Breeze. I was thinking someone from New Japan shows up in the Rumble.
I hope you're right. Ooh, that's, I hope you're right.
That's an interesting take.
I would love to be wrong about the Forbidden Door prediction.
Right? Doug Meyer says he agrees with your Wyatt take.
Shout out to Doug.
He'll never hurt his own company, DeMond says, but Vince is going to try something, but for the stocks to drop on just rumor speaks volumes. Yeah, they're going to definitely try to keep him out.
I feel you.
Bro, they've dragged this Wyatt reveal out way too long. I freaking love Bray, but damn, this took too long. Crapper, get off the pot.
I think somewhat in agreement with what I'm saying.
Right. Pro Wrestling Shoe says, I don't think the plan is to reveal who the uncle is. We all know it's Bo. I think it's okay. Okay. Interesting. Some people are saying it's fading. Randy Sam, yes. RIP to Gangsta Boo as well. Yes.
Very, very, very young. My goodness.
Yeah, I don't know what happened in that situation. I didn't look up anything else about it, but I can actually agree. People were complaining about Uncle Howdy reveal, so they finally brought him out, and they're still complaining because there's no reveal yet. I mean, you could go either way on it. I don't have anything bad yet for Bray.
So I'm going to call you out, Conrad. I'm going to call you out because when the words that I felt the Bray Wyatt thing would eventually become a little bit lackluster, you kind of gave me a face. You care to elaborate?
I just was surprised by it. That's all. That's one of those ones I wouldn't be willing to put that down as a prediction for myself. I'm gonna try and keep this moving here. Josh Gordon drafted to the XFL for the record. That just popped up. That's live from BR, in case anybody cares. I have this as number three. I don't know if I should say this. Like, this is the one I feel iffy on, but I'm gonna say it. The Rock won't show up at WrestleMania in a wrestling role, but Stone Cold Steve Austin does at WrestleMania.
Repeat that, please.
The Rock will not show up at The Rock won't show up at WrestleMania in a wrestling role. So I'm saying he could be there, but I don't think he's going to wrestle a match. I think maybe that's where – I think him and Roman are going to have that match after the fact.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
So I think Rock holds off for respect for Cody and the championship and everything else, and they're going to try to get him later. But Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to wrestle a match.
Okay, that's a cool – that's pretty hot take.
Right? Keep going. If you got another one, I got a list, bro. I'm here all day.
I'm going to say that Sasha Banks wins the AEW Women's Championship on her first night in AEW.
I'm going to volley right back. I put Sasha Banks goes to AEW. I think that's going to happen.
Yes, yes. And I a small prediction that I think is very easy to figure out. I think this nostalgia of Charlotte coming back and everybody being excited is going to fade real fast.
It already did for me. I was like, oh, surprise. We just undid everything that we've been pissed about for the last few months. I get it. Charlotte can't really change what happened, but she didn't endear me either to be like, man, I really missed her. You know, I was just like, great. Exactly. The SmackDown Women's Division needs help. What up, Malik Murray? I see you. Joel asked a question before about New Japan World. I have New Japan World. It's a great app for those who are wondering. You guys watching Tank Davis pay-per-view this Saturday? Should be interesting. You watching that, Sean?
I'm open to it. I haven't figured out if I'm going to press the button yet.
Okay. Sasha will be the one to beat Jade, somebody say it in here. I'm just getting some chat ones. I can see Stone Cold at WrestleMania, but who's his opponent? That's a good question. Fact, she'll be getting booed in a month. I say by the next show, possibly. Sasha will win the IWGP Women's title first. I have Jade will lose her first singles match. Softball, but I think it's going to happen in 2023. She's going to lose her first singles match.
That's not a prediction.
What?
You're not going out on a limb with that. We're brothers, man. I'm gonna call you out on your crap.
All right, so time out. Do you want me to tell you who I think's gonna do it?
That now that's a prediction. Yes.
This is tough.
You can't sit up here and say Jade's gonna lose in 2023.
Well, here's the issue though, because I think it's gonna happen early on.
Okay.
But my prediction was Statlander, but she's out hurt. Do you give it to Sasha? But I think you run into some issues doing that because you're basically giving it to a babyface person with the same character kind of stature. Like, I'm the boss. You can't stop me. So I'm going to say Willow Nightingale defeats Jay Cargill. There you go. Is that better for you?
That's a tremendous – I like that. You just made up for it. That's awesome. And by the way, nothing would make me happier because I like Willow.
All right, hold on. I'm adding that Willow part in there so I can get yelled at next year when it doesn't happen, if it doesn't happen. On you, sir.
Okay, here we go. CM Punk will return to World Wrestling Entertainment.
Ooh, okay. When, though? When? See, now I'm holding you to a higher standard.
That's fair. Now, here's a year prediction that I think makes it. You can't sit up here and say Jade's going to lose in a year, because that's a long time. You're giving yourself a lot of wiggle room, right? So I commend you for amending your prediction. But I think me saying that CM Punk returns in 2023, I think there being a 12-month window for that is fair. Do you agree?
For some of them. For, like, I have other ones, too, that I know I didn't put, like, a time frame on. But I'm going to say, like, this is going to happen. So if you want to call me, call me.
No, but what I'm saying is that me saying that he's going to return in 2023, me having that 12-month window, I think that's fair.
That's fair for this. Okay. I'll let it happen. But when do you think it happens, though?
I'll say SummerSlam.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely wild, Rob. I have not seen that. That is terrible. Damon says Willow. Yeah. Bold prediction. Everything Pro Wrestling gets a new intro. Send those donations to Clash of the Podcast now, baby, because I'm going to need some money for that intro. And add new members, Conrad. People are always welcome on the show. I think we'll have a guest soon. I think we'll have some guests coming on Clash of the Podcast with us soon for that. Cody Rhodes wins the Rumble and dethrones Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I think that's a simple one. I'm going with that because I don't think Rock's showing up at this point.
Okay. I'm rocking with that. No pun intended. I'll say what I think a lot of people want to hear. I predict they split the titles.
Okay. But you think it's going to happen by Mania?
I think they split the titles, and the titles will be split either by WrestleMania or at WrestleMania.
Okay. I'm interested to see how they do it. I want to see what Triple H's creative direction is like tonight going through Mania, and then after Mania, I really want to see what he's going to do, because now I feel like now there's no more excuses. It's like, okay, it's on you, bro. What do you want to do?
Exactly.
Let me see here. I have in Montreal at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, Sami Zayn will face off against Roman Reigns. Sammy will lose because of the Usos, but then Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens will defeat the Usos at WrestleMania. I've been saying this for months, but I want it on paper. At WrestleMania, we finally get El Generico, Kevin Steen. They're going to win with the turnbuckle spot. Boom. I'm adding too much to this, but they're going to become the champs. Maybe they won't do the turnbuckle spot, but you got to do it.
I like it. I'm going to say that when they do split the titles, that Seth Rollins will get one of them.
Okay. Interesting. I think Seth's going to take it from Cody eventually.
I don't think it's going to work out that way. Obviously, they're going to face each other. But I think by the conclusion of WrestleMania, whether it be beforehand or on that night, you will see Seth Rollins as the WWE champ. Well, as one of the champions.
Cray coming in bold. He says Sammy dethrones Roman.
Woo. That is a massive prediction. Wow. Okay.
If that happens, bro, full props to you. I would consider doing it. If I was in Triple H's position, I would think about it at least. I'd hear the idea out. Casey, I'm going to have a hard disagree with you here. He said bring Steiner up and close the doors on NXT is the only good thing about it. Oh, no, no, no. My next prediction is Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes, Cameron Grimes, Caden Carter, and Katana Chance will all be called up from NXT. Those are five. That's five people. A lot of people think it's going to be more. I don't think they're going to do that many. You got to have people down there for them to work with.
I'm glad you brought that up. This is not part of my prediction, but I think Carmelo Hayes is going to be a massive success. But part of my predictions is this. I'm going on record right here and right now. Mark this down. You, Conrad, anybody who's watching and listening. Bron Breakker will be a massive failure on the main roster. A massive failure. I'm talking about Robert Roode kind of failure. I'm talking about failure.
I'm not going to let you say about my man Bobby Roode now. Bobby Roode, that's not his fault.
I didn't say it was his fault, but was he a failure?
They ruined him. They ruined him.
I didn't say whose fault it was. It wasn't his fault, but it was when he came up, did it work?
Elijah's got something in here for us to talk about. Elijah Washington, welcome. Welcome to Clash of the Podcast. He says, WWE, bring back the black and gold. More indies. I like Hunter to make Raw and SmackDown. Oh, he wants new match card graphics. Mae Young Classic, King of the Ring, and Queen of the Ring tournament. I could see that. Malik Murray says he disagrees. What do you disagree with, good sir? I'm just curious. You think Roman loses straight up to Cody or Money in the Bank style? I think he loses straight up to Cody. He's got to. I think there'll be some shenanigans involved, of course, but I think he's going to just lose with that. Let me see here. Joel says, I agree with Sean. I don't think Braun will have success on the main roster. Man, you guys are tough.
He's limited, Conrad. I know you like him, but he's limited.
No, Breaker is not a star. He's too 80s for today's fans. I think he's fine. Just don't do segments with him fishing with his opponent. What is this? You like a friend? Get a dog. Ruff, ruff.
You know what disappoints me about you, Conrad? What disappoints me about you is what has made me respect you so much. And it's only a blip on the radar.
That's such a weird compliment. No.
It's only a blip on the radar because 99% of the time you get it right. You need to study Bron Breakker, Conrad. Watch him.
That's not my issue.
He's limited on the microphone. He's limited in the ring. He's limited. He's a Scotty.
Bro, I hear what you're saying, but here's my issue with it. If you would have had me do predictions last year, Bron Breakker would have been someone that I said within the next 3 years, he is going to be a main eventer on one of the nights of WrestleMania under Vince.
You're not alone in people feeling that way.
I don't know, though, if that's going to happen now. I don't think Bron Breakker's terrible either, though. Like, I don't think he's like dog crap, but I think that Carmelo Hayes is better. Like, if you ask me who's the guy, I say it's Carmelo Hayes. I think people are sleeping. I think that they've got all the eggs in the wrong basket. I say Carmelo Hayes is the guy you need to go in on more. Lucas Thomas says, sup, guys. AEW predictions. We are going to get to some of those. We are. I mixed some in here because I was having random thoughts here. Rex Steiner has star power. Laugh out loud. You straight up wrong. And he said he's disagreeing. He says you're gonna be embarrassed, huh? He thinks that he's gonna show up. We'll see.
I hear you. And I'm gonna acknowledge the comment you skipped over. I didn't slap Conrad in the face. Stop it. I like McKinney, me and you go back and forth all the time. Much respect. I didn't slap him in the face. I think that Conrad is one of the smartest guys in the industry. I just think that he's blind when it comes to Bron Breakker. That's one guy. One guy.
I could talk wrestling all day with most people. Truthfully, my feelings don't get hurt. Trust me. Let me see here. And if he wanted to slap me, he would slap me. Trust me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody was about to really do something like that, that's what it's going to be. I don't take offense to any of this. These are all opinions. All right. None of us are Vince. None of us are Triple H. I mean, do we sway it? Maybe. But that's up to people.
If you get offended, which I know you better than that. If you get offended by me saying that I think you're blind about Bron Breakker being a terrible wrestler, then I'm sorry.
it goes to show that I do believe in some of what you're saying, though. Right. It's not like I'm 100% disagreeing because I would have stood up.
Right.
See, Sick knows as soon as they took Robert Roode's glorious music from him, that's when it was all downhill, bro. As soon as they took that music, man.
I'll tell you something. Nothing makes me sadder other than Dolph Ziggler. Nothing makes me sadder than what they did with Robert Roode.
Let me see here. Lucas said to keep his comment for AEW. I just saved it. So if you guys want me to save it, let me know.
I got a doozy at AEW prediction. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me get back into this. I got Sheamus. Sheamus is going to become a Grand Slam champion before the year ends. I think he finally gets that Intercontinental title.
Okay.
Time out. No. Sheamus has been doing good work. You can't just start blinking at the bro. Listen, best match in WWE. I ain't gonna front, man.
Tell me I'm wrong about my lackluster response about Sheamus. Explain it to me.
I think Sheamus has put in the work. For years now, this man has toiled in absurdity in WWE. He's been in the bar, the spiky hair thing, it didn't work. None of this stuff worked. And I think now Sheamus is on a path to where I was like, okay, Sheamus in the mid-card, I can believe now. I can get behind this. When they were trying to, you know, hey, it's not Triple H's workout buddy, but he's coming in to do this. You know, they were trying to like squeeze it in. Sheamus is a good worker. I'll say that. I think Sheamus is a really good worker. He has hard hitting matches. And I thought him and Gunther, the styles were perfect. They meshed. And I was like, you know what? I want to see him get that Intercontinental title now.
The more I get to know you, the more I learn about you. You know what you are? You're the kind of guy, you see something in people, which is a good thing. You see something in people that's very hard to see. You know what I see when I see Sheamus? I see a boring presentation. A boring presentation. Sheamus should have never won the Royal Rumble. Sheamus should have never beaten Triple H in a table match. Sheamus should have never been any WWE champ. There's so many. It's like Sheamus is limited, bro. He's limited. You know what I love about what you just said? You just said he's a good hand. Yes, he is. So was Barry Horowitz. Barry Horowitz was a good hand. Skip of the Body Donnas, God rest his soul, was a good hand. You don't say that Hulk Hogan, I don't like Hulk Hogan personally, but you don't say Hulk Hogan was a good hand. You don't say The Rock was a good hand. You don't say, you know, that Stone Cold Steve Austin, he was a good, but you know who was a good hand, Conrad? The Ringmaster was a good hand. So yes, Sheamus and the Ringmaster, same level.
I did not say that. Mark that down for Sean, because I will not be taking any of this.
Sheamus and the Ringmaster, baby.
I just saved that one here. Hold on. I'm going to read this one now. Hold on. Cray says Braun will beat Gunther for the IC title in 2023. I don't see Braun getting the title right now. I don't see it happening. Sean, don't even talk about it.
Yes, I'm gonna.
Pro Wrestling Shoot says 2023 predictions. The ROH app fails without pay-per-views included, so they add pay-per-view shows with the price of $14.99.
Very educated opinion. I like that.
I have a different one on that one. I disagree with this Sheamus slander wholeheartedly, and I'm a hater.
See, I respect your opinion. And yes, positively, thank you for correcting me on that. I have no problem being corrected. He did beat Cena in the table match. That's my mistake.
Yeah. Thank you, E. Thank you.
Yes, I am wrong, R. Crumb. I'm not playing with these hoes today. That's just figures.
My next one here is I got the Hurt Business reunites. I think that they all finally get back together because you have to have something for Shelton and Cedric to do. And I thought they were too talented before. I don't know why Vince broke them up and refused to listen, but I like them with MVP as the manager. It works. It's a great group.
Sound opinion, and I hope you're right.
Do you have any more? Do you want me to just keep running down?
I got one, and I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of piggybacking off of Chucky. Shout out to Chucky. But since you said it, I'm going to say it. I'm going to agree with it. And I'm going to put out on. By the end of this year, Lacey will be without a job.
Woo. I'm going to go with the Street Profits for my next one. They will break up. And I believe that they'll just be donezo. I think they're going to move on to trying to make Dawkins. Dawkins is going to get an opportunity still. I don't think they're going to. I hate saying this. Marty Jannetty him to where he's just, oh, he's nothing. He can't survive without a partner. He's got a new partner. It's the new Street Profits. And then it's just downhill for him. I think that Dawkins has been around the system long enough. He's going to have fire.
Awesome. The new Street Profits. That was awesome.
Yeah. You remember the new Rockers, Marty Jannetty and Leaf Cassidy.
I remember.
Al Snow, thank goodness he's that good that he recovered from that.
A little bit of trivia for you. Around the same time frame, maybe a couple years earlier. The new Rockers. That wasn't the first time it was done. Give me the first time it was done.
I believe on a house show, 1991, Shane Douglas and Marty Jannetty, because they were going to break Sean away.
True, but I wasn't going there. I wasn't going there. I was talking about somebody getting the word new.
Oh, throw it at me.
The new foundation, Owen and the Anvil.
Oh, yes, I remember. I'm not going to lie. I kind of always, those pants were dope. The race car pants were dope. What was Coco Beware and him were high energy.
Oh, my God.
I love some of those tag teams that were put together. Air Boom, I will always stand behind. That was a good team. That was my squad right there. Evan Bourne and Kofi.
I liked it too, but it was iffy.
Oh, it was definitely iffy, but I liked it. Doug said there's a new gimmick coming tonight for Evans. We'll see about that. Angelo Dawkins and Tozawa, the new street pro. Don't even give them any ideas, Matt. I had high hopes for Lacey, but she ruined everything.
Oh, yes. Jesus. I am in total agreement, and I'm so sad because Hit Row should be better than what they are. McKinney, you're hitting the nail on the head with this one. I wish.
Timeout. Can I tell you what I was thinking in my head real quick before you get into it?
Go ahead.
Dawkins, I think you could put in Hit Row and turn them heel. Hear me out. I think Dawkins can put a new spark in them. He's someone who's been through the system. He understands the hip-hop stuff, and I think he can help get their look on par with being on the main roster. I feel like they still look like they should be in NXT. They need to look like you're a star.
For me, though, being a big guy, I'm 6 foot two, 290 pounds. I'm not somebody that weighs almost four like my man Top Dollar, but my goodness, him, that top rope thing, that one instant should get you fired. Like, he should have been fired that day. That was terrible, man. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Old school promoters would have fired you for selling it. Connor, welcome. We are just going through everything. Guys, if you're in here, I haven't told anybody to do this yet, but hit that like button for us, please, please, please. It helps more people see the video. And like my man Positively E always does, leave some comments after for us. That also helps the algorithm catch up and get some more people sharing. It helps too. Twitter at EPW show, at @hub_wrestling. You know, you guys can find us on there. I love that a lot of people are saying Air Boom was goated. Thank you. Good stuff. Lacey without a job, one can only hope. Man, y'all better leave her. Yeah, way too many rebrands. She's just awful in and outside the ring. They like her backstory. That's why they kept her around. Trust me. Yeah, Hit Row's definitely done. Top Dollar needs a stylist bad. But for real, if I flopped like that at the top rope spot like Top Dollar, I would have just kept walking to the parking lot. Guys, not tonight. Going home. Let's see here. Christopher Rotz, what's going on? Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoy the show. But my bold prediction for 2023 is Drew McIntyre finally becomes the world champion, and I can see Triple H announce 40 superstars for the Rumble. Ooh, I didn't like the 40-man Rumble when they did it. I was not a fan. Sean, you look like you're not feeling Chris's opinion.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I think Drew being world champion again, it'd have to be the right situation, right time. The right situation, right time was at Clash of the Castle. I think that ship has sailed. And as far as 40 people in the Rumble, it didn't work for me.
Man. Yeah, not a fan. Shout out to Diesel, though. At least we got him in that one. But I got Edge will wrestle his final match at a big show in Toronto, Canada.
I agree with that.
That's my prediction.
Last year, and I think him going out on his own terms is awesome.
Holy smokes, I still got a bunch here. I believe Big E will return to wrestling with the New Day as well.
I think he will, and I think he'll turn on him when he comes back.
Well, I hope they don't do that. I like the New Day, and I understand why they want to stay together for a reason.
I don't want them to break up, but I think WWE will do some stupid crap like that.
I hope they don't. Sean, did you have another one you wanted to throw out here?
Say it again.
I said, do you have any more you want to throw out for? I think we're still doing like WWE ones for the most part.
I think Cody wins the Royal Rumble. I don't think that's a hot take, but I think the last elimination is going to be important, which I think is going to be Seth Rollins.
Right. Sean just thinks all Celtic wrestlers are the same, huh? Confused with Sheamus and Drew.
I know you're joking, but geez, Luis.
I'm waiting for Rob to come in here and start dogging me next. Let's see here. I got this one. Here's a bold one. Mandy Rose will return to the WWE before the year ends. I think that money she has will run out. I know she's talking, I made $1 million today. I think it runs out. I think she'll be back before the year is up.
I have a counter prediction. I think Mandy Rose comes back, but not in WWE.
Where to?
Mandy Rose is going to AEW. Mandy Rose wants to continue making independent money, and AEW is open-minded enough to let her do that.
Okay. Interesting. Edge's whack ass got mollywopped by Christian in his turtleneck. Come on now. I got a prediction. What if WWE makes a new Evolution faction? I don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening, but I will. I want to give some credit to Malik and say that I want it to be a new faction, though. I think factions are fashionable. I'm probably more of an advocate of factions than probably even Conrad is, and many people are. I like when guys get together. That's why I was such a big fan of the Bray Wyatt return, because I thought it was going to lead to a faction, but it's still kind of like lingering, like we said earlier.
Casey said it's all right. They're both pale. Come on now. You ain't getting me in trouble talking about pigment. This is going to come up 20 years from now. You ain't getting me in trouble. We respect everybody here on this show.
Yes, we'll respect everybody. That. Casey, I know you're joking, but cut it out.
Christopher comes in and he says, can you see the Undisputed Era returning to WWE? I do not see them coming back as a whole group.
I think the Undisputed Era comes back. I don't think all of them come back. I think, and it's going to be a little bit of a selfish take on my point, I miss the music. And I think you cannot – that music is one of the top 10 musics of all time in wrestling history to me. That music was epic. And the fact that it's going unused, they have to bring back – Adam Cole comes back, the Undisputed Era comes back. It's just a matter of who's going to be in it.
Let me see here. he said Tino ain't putting no money in. That $1 million going to run out. Tony Khan lets them have their OnlyFans. Yeah, this is different, though. So Six said, nah, bro, that she made $1 million in one day. She gone. But that money's going to run out. Watch. Now that you're not in WWE anymore, why are people just looking you up?
Which is why I'm agreeing with you, Conrad, that I think she'll be back.
Oh, no, I'm just countering a chat point.
No, I know, and I'm just throwing this at you. That's why I'm agreeing that she'll be back in wrestling. Some people are saying she won't be back in wrestling at all. I agree with you, she'll be back in wrestling, just not WWE.
Chucky, I'm going to say no to yours as well here. Tessa, WWE 2023.
Tessa Blanchard?
Hex, no. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a big no.
Tessa, where's some off the rail stuff.
Joel's asking, where's Roderick Strong? He injured, right?
I think he's injured. He was in the diamond mine, but I think he's injured.
I believe so. I think they took him out. Great theme. You underestimated the level of thirst from these stand fans with the like of Mandy Rose and Alexa Bliss have. Yeah, the stands are crazy out here. I got a bold prediction. WWE brings back CFO. I don't think so. I think CFO has some legal issues. Bad. Tino the snitch, yes. $1 million in one day. How much you think she's gonna make in 1 year? Listen, I'm telling you, she's gonna need big money, man. You saw what they were driving around in today, Sean? That Rolls Royce? That costs bread, bro.
She's getting it. And I agree with you, eventually it's gonna run out, but I think that she'll have supplemental income when the time comes. I think she'll when the money does run out, I think you're predicting correctly, she'll come back to wrestling, but not WWE, because WWE is not gonna let her do her thing.
Okay. All right. I'll stand behind that. Big T, what's up, man? Doing our predictions. Here's the one that I don't know if you're going to yell at me for the time frame. I predict that DIY will reunite in WWE. Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa will be a tag team to help boost the tag division.
I think you're wrong, but I hope you're right.
Ooh, okay.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong because I don't think WWE is smart enough to do that.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm just hoping that this Johnny Gargano bad stuff is just to hold off time. You know what I mean?
Johnny Gargano is one of the most sought after. Well, he wasn't really a free agent. One of the most sought after returns in history, in recent memory. And you see how they brought him back? They brought him back on a random segment coming from a commercial on Raw. The fans were confused, and they've been confused ever since.
Pat McAfee returns. And he will have a match before the year ends. I know he's doing the college football stuff, and some people are wondering, like, is he actually going to come back? I think he's going to come back to his announced duties, but I think he's going to have a match, too, before the year is out.
Question, what football game is coming up on January 9th?
Is that the College Bowl?
Yeah, the National Championship. And What is Pat McAfee's job on ESPN?
Announcing.
College game day. Mm-hmm. That job is over with in January.
I don't know if he has other obligations, though, maybe for the draft. I don't know what the contract says for him.
Maybe for the draft, that's 3 days in April. He'll be back. I agree with you.
Okay. I respect it. Let me see here. Oh, I had put that already. I got Sheamus on here twice. Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green are going to return to the WWE. As much as he doesn't want to be Zack Ryder, I think we're going to see it, baby. He's going to be coming out doing that again.
Matt Cardona's a better man than me because they would never get my services the way they treated him.
Yeah, yeah. And Chelsea's never really had a proper run this whole time. Oh, someone's saying Pat McAfee versus Corey Graves. If Corey can get in the ring and do it, he'll be fine.
I'm going to take McKinney's prediction to another level. I want to see Pat McAfee. Excuse me. I take that back. I want to see Corey Graves versus what's his name? Oh, my gosh. Versus Byron Saxton.
I don't know if that's going to be good. I remember some of them NXT matches. And this ain't cool NXT. I'm talking game show NXT with Byron.
But you know why I'm saying Byron good. Saxton? Because of the way he talks crap to him on TV all the time.
This is a crazy one, I think, Sean. I'm putting this out there. Chat might yell at me for this too. Nick Aldis gets signed by the WWE. I know he's got haters, but I think they're going to want to make waves. And there's not a lot of people. I really think a lot of the companies are going to be doing that middle ground. Like, I think they're going to be overpaying for guys like that are in the mid card. I'll say. I won't say any names.
I'm going to respectfully disagree. I think he's going to go the easy route. I think he's going to go the predictable route, which is the Impact.
Okay. Okay. I almost put down Freddie Prinze Jr.'s promotion that he's going to start up too. I think because he's already held like the NWA down when they relaunched. I think he's a person who knows how to relaunch something. I put Great Muta goes into the WWE Hall of Fame this year.
He should, and I hope you're right.
I also think Batista will be in that class with him. I didn't write that one down, but I just think he's going to be in there.
Batista was already supposed to be in and it didn't work out. So, yeah, he'll be in.
I think he'll headline that. What's up, Mr. Neglect?
I predict that The Rock will be in the Hall of Fame this year, too.
Okay. Let me see here. Where was I? Oh, Tiffany Stratton is the top women's wrestler on NXT. I think she'll take over from that. She's kind of my most improved out of all the women in NXT.
Got another one. Let me see. Schism will rise to prominence.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of started to like them a little bit more.
They're not bad. And The Rock's daughter, she's starting to grow on me a little bit. She has a little bit of swagger to her.
Right? Somebody said Aldis returns to Impact as Magnus. Governor, yeah. Stop.
No, it's you're joking. You're laughing. I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Doug is going in. I got a prediction. Josh Alexander goes to WWE after losing the Impact Championship. I don't know if they scoop him up that fast. I don't know if they can.
I like maybe that. But wrong company. I think AEW would be more of a living.
I could see. Yeah, I could see him and Ethan getting together. Six said, keep Nick Aldis and his vanilla wrestling off my television. I'd rather see his wife wrestle, and that's saying a lot. Come on now.
I like Nick Aldis. I think he's a talented guy.
And I think Mickey goes wherever he goes to. Question, gentlemen. What is your full 2023 Hall of Fame looking like? Who's getting inducted? I'm going to go with Batista, Great Muta. I'm trying to think if there's any tag teams or anything. Help me out here, Sean.
Well, I think The Rock goes in since it's in Hollywood. I think The Rock gets inducted. I think Batista gets inducted.
I don't think Rock does. I feel like Rock will wait until Florida.
Maybe so.
I don't know why.
Batista's a good prediction. I think I'll throw – okay, so maybe outside the box prediction, The Rock – I think maybe somebody who maybe have passed away. Like, I think there's some overdue people like Demolition who should get in.
No one from Demolition has passed either. Demolition better be in that Hall of Fame. Rob, I don't want to hear nothing in the chat either about Demolition and them lawsuits. To clarify,
Crush has passed away.
He don't count ever for me, really. But yeah. No, I never liked Crush and Demolition. Listen, when I had the Crush action figure, that was always Muta, bro. I'm not going to front to you. I was like, nah, Axis Smasher over here. You're Muta now, so you're going to come over here.
Crush is one-third of Demolition. How dare you?
I know. Crush was never my favorite. He was never my favorite. All right, I think I got some AEW ones now. So I'm going to bring up who gave me some before here. Lucas came in and said that Tony let some wrestlers go because of business. Jay Cargill loses to Willow, Thunder Rosa turns heel, and Kairi Sane versus Sheeta. Interesting. I could see some of those happening. All right. So did you just give the last one or me?
You did.
We get, okay, you go first for AEW. Go ahead. Let him off.
MJF, his title reign will historically be looked back upon as a failure. MJF is not that he's there's certain people who are better chasing the brass ring than having the brass ring. I'm gonna give you an example. John Cena 2004. John Cena chasing after the WWE Championship was far more gratifying than after he won. I think MJF's the same thing. I've fallen out of like with MJF since he's won the title.
I love Justice for Crushing. Crush don't count, bruh. Headbangers in the Hall of Fame. I like the Headbangers. I was a fan of them.
They're fun, but I don't know if they're Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah, that's a tough. That's like you got to sit there and justify that one. But they're former tag champs. But listen. Yeah. Going back to your point about MJF, I think MJF will be fine as champion. I think the storyline for him sucks right now. The whole like bidding war of 2024, we're going to drag this out. You know it's coming. I think he would be better off being a Flair type of champion where he wrestles all the time and if he could have those great matches with people constantly. But MJF's not working in the ring that much. That's where I think the issue is going to come in with him, that where you don't see him.
Facts.
Somebody already has my first one. You know what I'm about to say. I predict CM Punk. Don't break my heart, Tony Khan. CM Punk will return to AEW after these pleas. I think that the ratings are down enough to where Tony's going to say, we need a shot in the arm. What can we do? He's going to call up old Phil and just say like, hey, can we make this work? Can we do something? And we'll see what happens from there. But I do think CM Punk makes his way back.
You heard what I said earlier. He's coming back, but not to AEW.
Casey's comment crushed me. That is true. He said the Bushwhackers are in. Sheep Herders are legends, though. I can't front. Like, if you look at their whole body of work, they're great. Six says Punk makes an AEW return and makes a storyline off of all the drama that went down last year. I think so. I think they do that. People are talking about MJF being this generation's Roddy Piper. Could be.
Yeah, but you got to dig into that a little bit more. It has been said time and time again, Maxwell is the Piper of this generation. Piper, as good as he was not world champion. I think that ties into what I was saying earlier.
Right. CM Punk is back by Double or Nothing. I predict Punk, Omega at All Out. I think you save Punk and Omega for a show where you want to sell out a stadium. I said it. That'd be the one time I think you could sell out a stadium. That, or you could do a trios match, the Elite versus CM Punk and FTR. I got Kota Ibushi, Sean, will wrestle in AEW as a free agent. Okay. I think he will never sign another contract with the company again. Because that's what he was fearful of before. He did it with New Japan. Ta-da! Look what has happened. A lot of issues and problems.
I got a good one for you. I got a good one
for you. Go ahead.
FTR leaves AEW out of frustration over storylines.
Ooh. I got that one a couple more down. Okay. So I put FTR will leave AEW temporarily for a little bit, and then in a few months they will return with CM Punk within that same year.
Oh, okay.
That's my predict. I think Tony's going to see, like, yo, these cats are leaving. How? I think that they're going to force him to bring Punk back, even if he didn't want to. They're going to say, well, you just lost the best tag team. What are you going to do now? And Punk, they just came out with the YouTube number. CM Punk's in the top two videos of highest views.
Okay.
Not a mistake. I'm just saying, some of the numbers don't lie. I put Adam Cole returns to AEW. I know he's had that bad concussion, and some people think he's not going to wrestle. I think he makes it back this year.
I think he makes it back, but I think when his contract runs out, he goes back to WWE.
He's got a long time on it, I think. I believe he had like 4 or 5 years, yeah, when he signed. So that was last year. He's got 3 more years, I think, on it.
Okay, gotcha.
FTR going back to Hunter. They might, but I don't know. Dax has been talking pretty bad about Road Dogg. That makes me Punk will be back. It was all a work. Yo, Cray is staying with it was a work, bro. CM Punk turns heel and comes back, and MJF join up and become the two-man power trip. I think that would be an interesting turn to MJF's character.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. What up, B-Boy? I see you in the chat. Ibushi versus Bryan Danielson? Maybe. Where was I? Boom, boom, boom. I put AEW does house shows only at small venues. So I'm saying like about 1,000 people in the arena if they can fit them in. I think they're going to do smaller house shows than WWE even does.
I think by 2024, AEW ups its pay-per-views to about 8 a year.
Ooh, that's hurting the boys' pockets, man. I'm going to need to know what's the big ones then because I ain't paying for no 8 pay-per-views.
They're following following the old WCW model, you know.
Do you think the middle ones they drop the price on? You think they do like the $10 slash? Like, okay, you're ordering. I'm trying to insert. What's a long time period? Insert April pay per view here. Okay, let's knock $10 off it. It's not going to be 50. It's 40 or 30.
Yeah, definitely. Like, also, I'm talking about the idea of what WCW used to do with Clash of the Champions. See, like to me, I look at Winter is Coming as like Clash of the Champions. I look at, you know, spring, whatever, it's Clash of the Champions.
I think that's what hurts Battle of the Belts, too, when they do it. Because I know Casey's going to the one coming up, and we were talking about it, and it's like, bro, they don't feel – I thought those were going to be like Clash of the Champions, Battle of the Belts, and instead it's kind of just a show with three title matches.
Right. Which is not necessarily all that intriguing, considering that, you know, there's very rarely title changes on television.
I'm going to keep running through these. You got another one?
Oh, go ahead.
Forbidden Door 2. We are going to see Kenny Omega versus Okada in the rematch that everybody's been asking for. And I also think we're going to get Bryan Danielson versus Tanahashi.
Not bad. Not bad. That will be two must-see matches. I predict that AEW signs Will Ospreay full-time.
Ooh. I think he just announced, unless he's working us, that he's signed a long-term contract with New Japan, and he said he's not going anywhere. It was kind of his little jab to Omega.
Yeah, I think that's a work, though.
Right. Okay. Fair. Where am I? I put House...
You know why? Because I think Will Ospreay is losing what he could have by being in America. I think Will Ospreay is the greatest wrestler in the world that nobody should... That half the people don't know. Like Will Ospreay, like people were like shocked when they saw Will Ospreay on AEW. Like, who is this guy? I'm like, Will Ospreay, the best wrestler in the world.
Better be ready for him. Telling you, you're gonna have a match of the year contender if everything goes right in a couple days here. And we're gonna talk about that still coming up. Getting to this, I got House of Black wins the trios titles. I feel like you got to make them happy at this point.
I disagree. I can't lie to you. I disagree. I think they're going to aren't there. The Elite's going to win the titles and have them for a long time. I mean, I'm talking about I can see them having those belts for like a year.
Ooh, that's a big one. I'll throw it back to you if you got any more. I could run down mine. I got just a few more, and it's all just checklist stuff.
That was my next one, that I think the Elite are going to win the Trios titles, and the big part was that they're going to keep them for 12 months.
Man. E agrees. He thinks that House of Black's winning the Trios titles. Casey says, when is Tajiri showing up on AEW, and what title do they give him? He would definitely be an All-Atlantic guy, I think, if they're going to give him a belt.
I think so, too.
Tajiri, I haven't heard that name in a minute. I'm going to run through this one. Ethan Page wins the All Atlantic title. I am predicting now he's going to be the one to beat Orange Cassidy for it. And I predict that Konosuke Takeshita wins the Ring of Honor Championship as well.
Nice pick.
And I think he does it with the One Wing Angel to join up with Kenny. I think the Elite scout him and Don Callis takes him and brings him into their ship.
I have another quick one. I think that Chris Jericho becomes the new Nueve.
What's that?
Ocho? Nueve?
Yeah. What do you mean, though? What's he going to win?
He'll be a nine-time world champion. He's going to win the ROH belt.
You think he gets the ROH belt back again? Okay. That would be good. I put ROH moves to YouTube for trying to get more eyes on the product after failing to secure a television deal. I don't know if they're going to get it, but
I predict that eventually Rampage will become the Ring of Honor show.
that time slot, right? Because I think when they negotiate, they need to move Rampage either to 7 or they need to get that a new whole new day for it because it's over. Mm. That 10 o'clock is bad. Nobody wants to watch that after SmackDown.
Agreed.
And then I've got Deanna Purrazzo joins WWE. She returns back to WWE this year. Jonathan Gresham wins the Impact World title because he is now over there. Cody Deaner will win the X Division title. Chris Bay and Ace Austin will win the junior heavyweight tag titles in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And Will Ospreay defeats Kenny Omega this coming up, the spoiler alert. And he's going to win the G1 Climax next year to face Okada. And this is a 2024 one. Will Ospreay beats Okada clean.
I like it. And I'm going to piggyback off of that. And I'm going to say that Will Ospreay in the next 12 months ascends to the throne that I've already put him on, which is being the number one. I'm talking about any promotion. I'm sticking my neck out. Ascend to the level of the best wrestler alive.
Sean, do you have any other predictions you want to add in here before we close this segment?
I'm talking about Will Ospreay. That's the best prediction of all time. Will Ospreay, the best in the world.
You've been saying it since we started the podcast, since day one. Actually, I've known you saying it before, even before then.
Will Ospreay is the most – it's a shame that some people don't know him the way they should.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's going to be a part of an incredible card that is coming up. This show will be known as – Wrestle Kingdom. Wrestle Kingdom 17 happening in the Tokyo Dome, as some would say. You know, it only matters if it happens in the Tokyo Dome to Dave Meltzer. It's going to be good, I think. Are you looking forward to this show? Are you hyped? I'm looking forward
to it very much so, and I'm looking forward to it for a reason you probably wouldn't predict, which is the fact that I am very excited that fans will be able to cheer. I think that adds something to the show. I think it's very important. They won't be able to chant, from what I understand. They will not be chanting aloud, but they will be able to have, there will be open mouth cheering.
Yeah. That's good. I'm happy that they can do that. Best wrestler in the world over Zack Sabre Jr.? Well, you're talking, that's technical wrestling. I think he's talking about the whole package.
The whole package. Thank you, Conrad. The best wrestler in the world. Charisma, athleticism, wrestling technique, everything.
Right. Somebody said I watched Rampage on Saturday morning. I don't blame you, bro. I don't blame you. We got this card here for Wrestle Kingdom. I am actually going to the New Japan site to pull this up so that we could discuss some of this really quickly here, Sean. Our first matchup here.
I'm not a big fan of the fact that it's on the 4th and the 21st. Like, I don't understand.
Well, they usually did 2-day shows, yeah, but this time they're not.
But that's
this time they're not.
Okay. All right.
So I am not familiar. So I'm going to say Raihei Oiya versus Bolton Oleg for this match. This is like the kickoff matches that you'll see two of the young lions here, as you can tell by the attire that they're rocking here. I'm taking Bolton Oleg to win this out of the two. He seems like a gaijin that they're going to push. That's my prediction on that one.
Yeah, I mean, Bolton Oleg, I'm somewhat familiar with his work. He was a gold medalist in 2021 in the Alma Alta Asian, I think, Olympics or Asian Wrestling Championship. Did a little homework on this. He's a member of the Young Lions. I'm not really familiar with his opponent, but for a young guy, Bolton has some credentials, so I'll pick him to win the match.
Next up, we have the King of Pro Wrestling 2023 qualifier, New Japan Ranbo. Now, if you guys don't know what the Ranbo is, it is their version of the Royal Rumble. We don't know exactly who's going to be in this. There's a bunch of people. We all know the King of Pro Wrestling trophy. I believe they're going to have a title soon. I don't know if that's true, but it's kind of a gimmick thing. You're usually going to see Yano in here. I don't know who qualifies for this. I'm going to say Yano, maybe a Lance Archer. I think you'll see a lot. Tai Chi, maybe. You'll see a bunch of those guys make it in here. In the end, though, I think this is going back to Yano to be the champ, or Shingo retains.
Yeah. I'll hedge my bet. I'll just say a member of the Bullet Club wins it.
Okay. Yeah, because you don't know who we don't even have people who are in it.
Right.
Next up, exactly. Next up, we have a trios match or a six-man tag. We have Yuji Nagata, Kojima, and Makabe versus Tatsumi Fujinami. Shout out to Sick. I know he's in the chat. Happy to see this. Minoru Suzuki and Tiger Mask. And this is an Antonio Inoki memorial match. So this is in honor of Antonio Inoki, who was at one point in charge of New Japan.
Well, I'm a big fan of Yuji Nagata. I mean, he was a WCW mainstay back in the day. Obviously, been in the game for a super long time. I think his team is going to be victorious.
Okay. E said that Rocky Romero told Sean Ross Sapp that they'll go back to two-night Wrestle Kingdoms when the fourth lands on the weekend again.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And I'm sorry, who was your prediction for that?
Team Nagata.
Me too. I'm actually sticking with the same team. I feel like Suzuki might be on his way out. You see how, like, I feel like this is a transition year for them because he's in, like, the legend matches now, Minoru Suzuki, versus having his group, and he's being pushed, and they're doing right. stuff with him. Yano, I think, will be in the next Forbidden Door show, too. And I think we get a Forbidden Door 2 coming up this year as well. Next up. Tam Nakano challenging for Kairi Sane's IWGP Women's Championship. I love that they have incorporated Stardom in here. This is something I didn't think I would see as fast as I have, but I'm happy to see it, brother. Who do you got in this one?
I can't see Kairi Sane losing her first title defense on this measure of title defense, this important of title defense when she just won the title a few months ago. I have to go with Kairi Sane. I think it's going to be a great match, a show-stealing match. But I think after the match is what everybody's going to be looking for. But as far as the match itself, I think Kairi Sane retains.
Afterwards, a lot of people are predicting it might be Boss time. And there's also rumors going around now that someone's joining her in Japan on her own dime, but she's over there as well. Mm-hmm. The former Naomi, Trinity Fatu, is also over there in Japan. Interesting.
Interesting, to say the least. Trinity Fatu has a right to do whatever she wants. I think her bread could be better buttered in WWE with the Bloodline, but if she wants to venture out, that's on her.
I'm with it, man. And I agree with you on Kairi. This match angers me at the same time, Sean. You don't even know, bro. So we have the 96th IWGP World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, FTR, Dax Harwood, Cash Wheeler. They will be defending against Yoshihashi and Hirooki Goto. I know I should have a little bit more respect for Yoshihashi. He has improved a little bit. But who do you have winning this one, my brother?
They recently won the tournament, right, to get the title shot? Is that how it works?
Correct, yeah.
I mean, they have a little bit of momentum, but, you know, to me, them winning that tournament's kind of like D'Lo Brown and Test winning the Battle Royal before WrestleMania 15, you know?
I like that team.
Yeah, so it's like I don't really see it leading to anything. I think FTR figures out a way to retain.
Matt Lopez, you don't speak that evil into this world, but I do think that Yoshihashi and Goto defeat FTR, sadly.
Okay.
I think they're getting the belts off FTR right now for everything. Unfortunately,
well, losing the belts, belt at a time, if you notice.
Mm-hmm. Sad. And it's sad because we never got the picture that I wanted with the Ultimo Dragon with all the tag belts. That's all I asked for. That's all I wanted. We have a new championship being created here. It'll be to crown the first ever New Japan World Television Champion, Ren Narita versus Zack Sabre Jr. for this one.
Man. I'm such a fan of Zack Sabre Jr. He's so technically sound. I think he wins it. I think Zack Sabre Jr. is just outside the realm of a United States championship or an Intercontinental championship. Is the Intercontinental championship still in existence? No.
No, they removed that belt, sadly. I wish it was back.
Yeah, so what the former IC belt or the current United States belt, obviously the world championship belt, I think Zack Sabre is just outside of that realm. This newly created world television title, I think, would be perfect for him. I think he wins it.
Has Ren graduated from the dojo? I believe so now at this point for how he's being booked. But I'm taking Zack Sabre Jr. to win this. Like, it just makes sense that he gets it. I don't know how seasoned Ren Narita is right now, but If they wanted to shock people, they could. But I'm going to go with the safe pick. I'm going to take ZSJ for the dub.
I agree.
Here's one that has the WWE fans talking. Now, this is equivalent to the IC title for them now. Carl Anderson, the never open weight champion. I guess he's also still part of the Bullet Club and the Good Brothers or whatever they're called in the E. Versus Tama Tonga. I gotta go with Tama Tonga, bro. Tama Tonga's gonna. I think he's ready for that big time push after this. He's been crushing it.
Tonga because Carl Anderson annoys the crap out of me. That's why. So yeah, I hope that Anderson loses.
Yeah, I think they end up taking those taking that championship off of him so that they can get to business.
And let me elaborate for 1 second. Tonga's a very talented competitor. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying when you combine his talent with the fact that I think Anderson is kind of like, it's like it's an easy pick for me.
It was also unbelievable that they kicked them out. I was in shock that they kicked out Tama Tonga out of Bullet Club for Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows to come back in.
Crazy.
Absolutely wild. Keiji Muto's last match in New Japan Pro Wrestling, it'll be Muta with Tanahashi and Shota Umino taking on Tetsuya Naito, Sanada, and Bushi. Who gets the win in this one for you, Sean?
I think that tradition says that you're not going to lose your last match walking out the door unless you're a champion. Period.
So you think Muta gets the dub? I'm going to go opposite of you. I think that Sanada gets the win for his team, and I'm going to say he wins with the moonsault on Muta. If you remember Sanada, he was in Impact. He wore the blue face paint for a while, like Muta. I think that they have some type of teacher-student relationship where he was acting like him often. I think that that's going to happen. I could be wrong. Just an outlandish pick that I got.
There is a WWE precedent to this, too. Like, Kurt Angle lost his last match, so it's not unthought of.
Cut it out. Shooter, yeah. Shota Umino is that guy. I think Sanada, yeah. I agree, Matt. I agree on that. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. This is actually a title treated with respect, unlike light heavyweight championships from other companies. We have Ishimori, the Bone Soldier of Bullet Club, defending against Takahashi, El Desperado, and Master Wato.
Since this match came up, I want to address a previous comment or question I think positively he had about my knowledge about El Desperado. I think he's a tremendous competitor. We were talking about it in reference to my Will Ospreay commentary. I think El Desperado is a tremendous competitor. Obviously, what he did in Lucha Libre and et cetera is very much to be respected, especially New Japan. But I don't think he's in the conversation of the best in the world. That being said, I think his team wins this particular match.
So who do you got for the junior championship match here?
It's like a fatal four-way. Is that what this is? I must have misread
yes.
it. Fatal four-way? Oh, then
fatal four-way.
Then I think El Desperado wins the title.
He's taking it back. See, right. I want to pick Hiromu, but I'm going to go with Ishimori to retain.
Okay.
I know they're all in different factions, and El Desperado Suzuki-Gun doesn't exist anymore.
Shout out to Malik Murray. It was Malik Murray who asked that question. Sorry about that.
No, all good, Malik. Appreciate you, fam. Let me see here. I'm just looking at some of the comments. Master Wato, he's the one who I don't think is winning. If it happens, Matt, I will show you props, bro. I still like to think that Kurt Angle hasn't had his last match. What do you think he's done, Sean?
I think he's done. I think you can look at him. The last time he appeared on Raw for his birthday, I think he looks done.
Yeah, and with them comments from Karen Angle, he might be done for real. Or Karen Jarrett, excuse me. Like, yeah. I don't know what's going on. All Max Caster did was say one line because you brought it up in storyline in TNA, and it's crazy. All done now. I think Hiromu goes to the heavyweight. I don't know if Hiromu – maybe Hiromu will do that. We miss Daryl. Shout out to Daryl. Here's the match that I'm telling everybody. This might be in when we do match of the year next year. By the way, in the description, we still got the awards up. I believe the show is going to happen on Thursday. So for those who want to see who won, what happened and everything, Thursday, me and Rob will end up probably doing that. if anybody wants to be a part of it, let me know your scheduling and I'll try to hit you up and see if we could do it. I got to figure out what time Rob said again, though. Will Ospreay, IWGP United States Championship versus Kenny Omega, Sean. What do you got for this one?
I don't know what it is, man. Ospreay stakes his claim as the best wrestler breathing oxygen. He wins.
Hold on. I got to tell Cray something. Cray says, salute to Conrad for reading those New Japan names gracefully. Sound like he's reading names in the Bible. Cut it out, Cray. You know what? It actually took a lot of practice. One of the first hate comments I ever got, Sean, was actually how I read New Japan names. They said I had no clue. Yeah. And I said, dude, I don't know how to say some of the names. I'm sorry. And the guy, the person, like, just was on me. Like, you don't know what you're saying. So,
picking for straws.
Yeah, but I said, well, that's something I probably need to improve upon. So I started practicing how to say the names and everything. So, yeah. And shout out to Brian Williams from Ukes. He taught, former Ukes. He's back with WWE 2K now, making those games. But he taught me that it's not Ishii. A lot of people say Ishii. There's two I's. It's Ishii. He taught me that was the accent with it. I learned something about some culture there. I'm agreeing with you, though. I think Will Ospreay is winning this. This is going to be a banger. I believe that this is going to be on everyone's match of the year next year. Top 10, at least. Mark it down. Conrad said it. Sean said it. Clash of the Podcast said it. Give us our props.
100%.
Main event time here, Sean. Challenger. Kazuchika Okada. The man you don't bet against. This man was lighting up Olympic rings. He was picked to light up the Olympic ring versus Jay White, who was carrying the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship belt. Still not the biggest fan of that design because I love the previous one so much. I don't know. It just reminds me of like the face from Gremlins when I see it or something. I don't know. It looks like Cody Rhodes' tattoo.
If it was purple, it'd be like Jeff Hardy's title at Impact.
We don't speak of those times. Sean, what do you got in this one, man? Is Jay White going to retain?
I think Okada figures a way out. How to get it done. I'm a big Jay White fan, but I think Okada, I think this is his night. I think he wins the title.
Respect. I see Casey's taking Jay White for the dub. I'm with you. I think Okada wins the championship here. We're going to see some beautiful drop kicks. We're going to get some good wrestling. Face from Gremlins. Yeah, like the ears. I don't know, bro. I just hate that title sometimes. It's grown on me a little bit, but I still don't like it. It looks like the Decepticons logo. I got a question. Does Okada turn heel at any point? Not anytime soon. I don't see it. He's too beloved still. You're a great podcast host for studying. I would be butchering those names. And Brian Williams, leave Brian alone, Cray. Leave him alone. Got to get him back on one of these days. But, Sean, that's it for Wrestle Kingdom, man. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk about it. Next week, we're going to definitely talk about Impact Wrestling. I'm sure we're going to have some fallout from Raw. We're getting into Royal Rumble season. Me and Sean are going to be talking about some Rumbles. I'm sure you're going to hear some classic Rumble opinions from both of us. Sean, what do you got working on this week, man? What do the people got to look out for Hubbard Wrestling Weekly?
Nothing new. I want to thank everybody, though. I got some stuff in the works for February, but for January, I'm kind of cooling out, just focusing on Clash of the Podcast. But I want to thank everybody who tuned into my Pound for Pound Top 10 show that I did on Hubbard Wrestling Weekly and Hubbard Wrestling Weekly on YouTube. It was really successful, and I'm definitely looking forward to next week. Big shout out to Fight TV, Joel, and all the staff over there. They're going to be very closely working with us as we get ready for Impact's pay-per-view coming up, Hard to Kill. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. And I want to make sure everybody still got a chance. I got to give a shout out to Matt Lopez, my dog. He sat up here. He hit me up on Twitter. He told me that he checked out Disco Inferno at Super Brawl 98. And it goes even further than that, y'all. I know you're going to laugh at me, but that whole surrounding months, like from November 97 through about April of 98, like Disco won the TV title like three times, US title once, Cruiserweight title once. Like, he was on fire. So that's just a little bit of fun for you guys. But yes, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly still going strong. Clash of the Podcast still going strong. Make sure you check out on Wednesday nights after Dynamite, Conrad and Derek, as they do their post show on for Dynamite every Wednesday evening. And we'll see you next Monday, man. Remember, evil never prevails. God is good, man.
And don't forget Thursday, those awards. So if you guys want to get any last minute votes in, we're in triple digits. So any more votes, it's appreciated. Add them in, because once I vote, I'm locking it down. It's over. I haven't voted. I didn't even look yet. I accidentally clicked and I saw a pie chart. I was like, oh shoot, that looks crazy. And I turned my head. I fought the urge to look at it. So we're going to see who you guys picked for your wrestlers of the year for 2022. If you guys got time, come check us out on Thursday. It's going to be a fun show. We'll have some fun, take some questions. We'll talk. I want to hear who you guys picked for in those 10 categories for wrestler of the year. But for myself and my tag team partner.
One more prediction, my brother. Tonight's Raw will be a massive disappointment.
Go Bills. Tonight, Bills game's on Monday Night Football. Go show some love to Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, man. Make sure you are subscribed to his podcast. Give him a 5-star review. Check us out this week, Everything Pro Wrestling. Keep it locked. We got some good stuff coming up for you guys. For myself, my tag team partner, Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, the best tag team partner I could ask for. We are out for this episode of Clash of the Podcast. See you next week, guys, 6:05. Peace.